Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski saying things today. He was asked, obviously, about the idea of benching Deshaun Watson. There's a few different angles we get to this. But I think what is interesting, just to start, is whether what Kevin says there at the end, I believe in Deshaun, I believe in this thing, whether you believe that Kevin is buying that.
No chance. I have evidence.
All right.
The Brandon Ayuk non-trade wannabe a trade. I think that was, in hindsight, that was the first sign the Browns gave us that something wasn't right. Something didn't add up. You're trying to trade for a number one wide receiver a week before the season gets underway? That was our canary in the coal mine. They knew what was going to happen here.
I don't think Brandon Ayuk's changing this thing.
I don't think so either, but I think they knew they had to change something. I think they looked at it and said, with Amari Cooper, whatever this offense is, we got to do something that is different because this isn't going to work. And then we saw how it all went down.
I think what's interesting is whether, because we don't know when the time of that offer was made. I think there might be something to it. I just, it's funny, man, like trying to define what's going on with the Browns. And I love the idea that people settle on with Deshaun, because it does, like, it is the tried and true thing of, I have no idea if benching Deshaun is going to work, but you have to try something. And that seems to be the only something teams know how to try. I just think where I'm at with it is, you kind of have to know, like, if you're benching Deshaun, to what end? Like, is this a Hail Mary? Like, let's see if we can win a game. Is this a, we're never going to see him again? Is this about appeasing factions in the locker room?
If you bench Deshaun, it's because you're never seeing him again.
Well, and I think that, so at that point, then I'm not there yet.
Because once you rip that Band-Aid off, it's gone. That's it. I can throw a lot of different terms at you here, but there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube, all that stuff. Like, it's not happening. Once you make that move, it's done.
I think we're too early in the season to say that, quite frankly. You know why?
How do you go back to Deshaun once you make that move? You can't do it.
Because Jameis could look worse.
He might look worse. Fine.
But no, DTR could look worse. So
both of them could look worse. In fact, I would make an argument they're supposed to look worse than what Deshaun is, but it doesn't matter. Once you go away from Deshaun, you're done. You're away from him.
Oh, see, I think the worst case scenario everybody's thinking is, well, Jameis or DTR.
You're acting like Deshaun's going to be a willing participant in all this.
I mean, he's getting paid. He's getting paid.
But are you telling me Deshaun's going to show up and be the good soldier after being benched? Based off of everything we know off Deshaun?
I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money to do that.
No, he'll be the guy on the sideline.
What do we know about Deshaun? What do we know about Deshaun? I don't feel I know a damn thing about the guy.
I feel like he hasn't shown me any reason to believe that he is the type of person that if he got benched, he would take it in a positive way. And like, I'm going to build myself back up type way. I've gotten no indication of that.
Then why do it?
What do you mean, why do it?
Yeah, like, what? Like, if you don't trust the player to, like, handle it well, if it's this early in the season, if it's
I'm not saying you are. I'm not in the camp of bench Deshaun.
Okay. No, I'm not either yet.
We're in the same camp. Yeah. Like, you have no other choice. You're staying with Deshaun for the reasons I'm laying out, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And partly to do with the idea that once you make that move, you can't go back from that.
I also just don't want, I want to remove every doubt. Like, here's the thing, guys, I'm where everybody else is. Like, he was bad.
I think we're
Sunday.
Lockstep on this. I don't know. Maybe our wires got crossed a little bit there, mm-hmm. but I feel like we're kind of lockstep on this.
So I do think, I still think, like, there's why you would bench him, why I might bench him. I don't think that's why most people. I think people look at Deshaun as the symptom of why the Browns are unlikable.
Yeah.
Instead of the reasoning that brought him here in the whole path of him coming here. Like, that to me is the real devil in the details. Like, I'm not sweating another 12 games with Deshaun because I don't care. I want to see, beyond reasonable doubt,
mm-hmm.
I want to go to, by the end of the season, that I don't want to see him again. If he fails, I never want to see him again. Yeah. That's how bad I want this to get, because that's better than, well, we put Deshaun in this, or we put Jameis in this week. You beat the Eagles, and then you do what the Panthers are doing. You're going to lose back-to-back games with your backup quarterback, and then we go back to Deshaun. Like, no, no, no. Let's just unload the clip here. and then start to analyze how this thing got off to a bad start, how it never should have happened in the first damn place.
It's interesting you bring up the Panthers, because I do think there's like an avenue there where the Panthers are like, hey, listen, we wanted to try something different. Bryce Young, we're willing to give you another chance. And he's like, oh, okay, let's do this, because I have no other options, and this just is what this is. I'm telling you, with Deshaun, it's different. With Deshaun, it's that you can't go away from him. If you bench him, that you're not seeing him play ever again.
Well, and like I think where the benching, I like the end of the season. And when I say the end of the season, I mean when winning is no longer a possibility. Like that to me is when, like, every Sunday you're going out there, you have no chance to win. So it's, we're going to evaluate everybody, which includes DTR.
Well, so I like what you said about you wanted to make sure you, beyond reasonable doubt, like you, there's nothing else you can do. You gave it your all. You exhausted everything with Deshaun, and he just flat out stinks. You need to at least be able to say that with confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
My problem with that, and I agree with you, but my problem with that is that I don't know the way that this team is set up this year that we're ever going to get to a spot where the people that think Deshaun is great are going to think anything short of that, because they're just going to go back to the litany of problems we have elsewhere. They're going to talk about how we don't have an offensive line. They're going to talk about how we don't have a run game. They're going to talk about the wide receivers not being good enough. Whatever you want to say, it's like there just isn't anything that's going to happen overnight to change that part of the equation. And I think that's why it doesn't – I think for a lot of fans, if you did it today or if you did it 12 weeks from now, no part of that analysis is going to change.
So I think that's what's fascinating about this conversation is, you know, there's so many people I can't count on that I normally do. Like, they're even trusted mm-hmm. voices who, coming into this season, whether they said it directly or indirectly, told you they don't like Deshaun, they don't trust Deshaun, and they're no longer unbiased, or however you want to say it, objective about Deshaun. So that's like trying to look around and find people to have a reasonable conversation about, like, okay, what's the goal? What are you solving? What are you hoping to get out of this? I don't think it's possible anymore, because I think there's so much confirmation bias going on with Deshaun that even though I can admit he played awful yesterday.
Yeah.
Like,
I was brave of you, by the way, to admit that.
Listen,
that Deshaun didn't play great.
Thoughts
was,
and prayers.
That was a big step for us here.
Well, no, but here's the thing. That matters, because all anyone says about you or me is that we are Deshaun apologists.
Yeah, because we give him a chance.
And if you listen, that's not really what's happening at all here. And so I think it is important that people who are looked at as Deshaun apologists can go, yeah, that wasn't it. Not only was that not it, that was so far not it that we're now into a point where this... listen,
that's where I got... I want to ask you that, because that's where I got to, that point where it's... I sat there from... being the guy that's like, can we give him a chance here? Can we really see this thing through? Like, he at every point, the 4 weeks we've had, he's gotten better and better and better, progressively better. Maybe not as big a leaps as you wanted, but he got better and better and better. And yesterday looked so bad, Nick, that I just, what other option do I have?
Well, and here's, okay, so can I tell you the counter to this with the bench Deshaun, don't bench Deshaun?
Yeah.
Is, one, I'm a little skittish of an organization that seems to look like they're constantly looking for a fall guy. AVP was the fall guy. Callahan ended up being byproduct, you know, fallout from losing AVP, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Joe Woods. And some of these people
He had it coming.
Well, okay. But then it was, well, okay, we got
right,
rid of
though.
Joe Woods.
It's a fall guy. He had it coming, but he was the fall guy.
We made the players happy now, so they're going to play hard again. And then the year before, it was Baker. No matter if Baker earned it or not, Baker was a fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part of me that's already leery about turning Deshaun to the fall guy. And some of this is just, dude, I look back on that fourth down or that the goal line stand after JOK punched the ball out. And it was false start into too many men on the field. And all anyone would talk about, I tweeted about it, so I'm not perfect about it, was, did Deshaun just quit on the team? No, Deshaun realized they were going to have to either take a penalty on fourth down or they were going to have to use a timeout that they already wasted a timeout.
But right, because, he was in the moment, he was as frustrated as anybody,
yes.
And we all just didn't know the info at the time.
Yeah, and the immediate thing was, and I thought it too, did Deshaun just quit on that? At the same point, Deshaun is just as frustrated as you and I are.
That's all it was.
So
it was two people very frustrated that they didn't get the job done in that moment. That's all that was.
And so, like, that's not to defend Deshaun, by the way, because he played awfully yesterday.
Where were the announcers on that call, by the way?
I don't know. That was a weird... That was they're really good. Benetti and Greg Olsen are awesome.
It's like an ideal pair that you would want, but they just completely whiffed on that.
Yeah, there was a couple ones. I thought actually Greg had some really good insight later in the game, but yeah, in real time, I didn't know what was going on with that, and it sure seemed like they just put it on to Sean.
Everyone did, and that's because again we didn't know all the information, and that's where they kind of failed us in that moment. They did.
So I think my thing is I don't know how you can make Deshaun the face of failure when it's not just Deshaun. Like, big picture, yes, Deshaun has failed here. There's just no other way around it.
Yeah.
He's been hurt.
We can't dress that up any other way.
Like, it's just not good enough by like a wide margin. At the same point, after we got through the, did Deshaun just walk off the field? Oh, wait, he was actually doing the right thing because he was... That was cooked. There was no way to salvage what they were doing. They couldn't hurry up and get the call in. At some point, like, how can I blame Deshaun for this and not Stefanski for having two 12 men on the field penalties going into a moment, or his coaches? Because if you know, that then goes to Kevin. At some point, it was the false start on first and two?
Yeah,
first and three. Like, how can I put that on Deshaun? So it's not an absolution of Deshaun. It is everybody is playing at that level. And so if your answer is, well, they don't want to play for Deshaun, then they can choose a different profession.
Yeah, I don't love that answer, by the way. I don't love the portrait that's being portrayed out there.
Woe is the other 52 dudes?
Yeah, it just doesn't sit right with me.
It's insincere is what it is. It's just another way to say it's all on Deshaun.
Or even the idea that they're not trying because they hate Deshaun. And how do you in that locker room and play for a man like that? It's like, this is just, it's insanity. They're pros. Pros don't think about those things.
This is not meant to be a defense of Deshaun. But any sort of benching of him at any point in the next few weeks will just feel like, well, hey, we took care of that, guys. Now we're going to get back to winning. And I just think it's a gross oversimplification. As bad as he was on Sunday, as disappointing as this is, I'm going to keep sending that guy out there every Sunday as long as he's upright, because at some point you're either going to – I'm going to start replacing the pieces around him. Like, I'm going to bench Ethan Posick before I bench Deshaun Watson. I'm going to bench MJ Emerson before I bench Deshaun Watson, right?
I think the next move that you're going to see is, I think Stefanski will actually get to a spot where he relinquishes the play calling duties. And I think in the eyes of the Cleveland fan, that's going to look like there's a big change happening. Something different is going on here. And then, I don't know, maybe he starts playing great football, maybe he doesn't. But then we'll go from there.
216-474-0092. We've arrived there. Is benching Deshaun Watson a realistic option here? And there, we played Kevin Stefanski saying not only will he not change quarterbacks, he also went into the idea of not only will I not do that, I believe in Deshaun Watson. I just don't know what to believe anymore with this. And when we came back, I said, do you believe him? And you said definitively, there's no way you can believe him. I think we're to a point where, because of how this organization handles things, there is a massive, massive credibility issue with any words that come out of that place, with any PR stylings that come out, even like when they're telling the truth. It's like, I mean, I think that's the truth, but I don't know. But I think you've gotten to a point where I think benching Deshaun would help in one area. And my concern is, it's an area that bad teams think of as much as anything. It's how bad teams think. We're going to get to that next. And you guys on 92.3 The Fan. So we're finally doing it. We are having the conversation of whether or not you should bench Deshaun Watson. You and I are both, probably for similar reasons, that's just not right now. I think the number one reason is that I think the reaction people have, well, it's got to work because everything is built on this is all Deshaun's fault. I think the season's over if you bench Deshaun, go to Jameis, and it looks as bad, if not worse. I don't know that you're saving the season, even if it looks negligibly better, because there's so much going wrong right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I just look at this and I go, if to the end of, we've got to bench him because it's going to help us have a chance to win. Maybe for a week, I don't know that this thing gets fixed by putting your $230 million quarterback on the bench for the rest of the season. I think the losses might just look a little better in the interim because it's change for the sake of change.
Right, and I understand where a lot of the fans are coming from, though, and I think you can, too. It's like, well, there's no Joe Flacco fix that's out there, and it's like, well, we just saw it last year, and it's like, yeah. I know, but that's a once-in-a-decade type thing. Like, it's not going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. We went through a lot of quarterbacks that weren't Joe Flacco, by the way, where it didn't happen, including a guy that people want to see out there in DTR.
Also,
DTR, PJ Walker, all these guys. Like, it's not going to work.
Also, I think the scheme's the problem.
It might be.
Like, that's not an out for Deshaun. He played horribly on Sunday.
Well, scheme might be the issue. It might be an O-line issue. It might be no run game issue. It might, like, we have so many things going wrong.
But I do think, like, everybody, oh, the new offense. Guys, it's not the new, they're not doing anything of what they said they were going to do.
Yeah.
Like, there's no spread concepts. Oh, hey, they lined up three wide. Guys, that doesn't make it, like, most of the time. And that is because the O-line. The O-line is so porous that you're having to do two tight end sets or big sets in any sort of way. Or even if you're lining wide receivers out, lining them a little bit closer to the tight end so that you have more coverage and blocking. So, yeah, like I think my problem with this idea is people act like it's the fix-all. It only helps in one way. People don't like Deshaun.
It just makes you feel good if you don't like Deshaun.
Yes.
That's all it is.
And honestly, it allows you, I think it's so much of fandom and this whole thing is about how much hope do you have from week to week. Right now, there is no hope with the Cleveland Browns. I cannot tell you how disastrous that is to be in no hope going into week six.
Well, and at some point, we're going to have the conversation of whether or not if you go to somebody else, maybe they win too many games and we're trying to tank for a first-round draft pick, because this time we actually have our own first-round pick.
And I got to say,
that's a disastrous conversation to have, but we're going to get there awfully soon.
No, but I got to say, this 8-9 does you no good. 7-10 does you no good.
No, like a Joe Flacco-esque run when you have your own first-round pick doesn't help you at all. It makes it fun in the moment, though, and sometimes that's enough for people.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you have to trade up for a quarterback because you've gotten to a point where you bench Deshaun and
all right, let me bring this to the table.
Right.
I saw our buddy John Vicari at the tailgate we had a few weeks ago for the Giants game.
I miss that crazy bastard.
Do you remember the shirt? You weren't there. I'm sorry. I was if you were there, because you're with me always, Nick.
Yeah.
John Vicari was wearing a Tommy Cutlets t-shirt, right? And it's like,
the hand movement?
And in my moment, I'm like, why are you celebrating Tommy Cutlets? You guys realize you don't have Jaden Daniels as your quarterback because Tommy Cutlets won three games. And instead of having the number 2 overall pick, you had the number 6 overall pick. And I'm happy that Malik Nabers is working out, but he's not Jaden Daniels.
He's not a quarterback.
He's not Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
You got screwed because Tommy Cutlets, of all people, went in there and won three games.
Do you agree? This thing has to be 2-15, or it has to be 10-7 with Deshaun.
Exactly right. You either have to have done well enough with Deshaun that you can say that's our quarterback for the next 2 years, or we have to be so bad that you're in line and you're right there to go ahead and have a quarterback draft.
So we are having that conversation. Is benching Deshaun a realistic option? Bob, how you doing, Bob?
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Vinny Vici. I don't know. That's about all I got.
Bob's doing it. It's that guy in Cleveland. He's just calling himself Bob.
Nice.
He wanted to get past Max screening calls today. It worked.
Yeah. I'm that game, once again, left a nasty taste in my mouth. I'm just so confused with this team. And I think the team itself is confused. Like, there's just so much nonsense going on with this team. I mean, you know, Deshaun Watson, he's on the brink of breaking an NFL record for being the most sacked quarterback in NFL. You know, I think we should just take our loss and try and get that record at this point. I mean, at least we'll be remembered for something. It's just so bad. But I guess in terms of benching Deshaun Watson, I mean, I don't care what Stefanski thinks. I mean, good for him. He's got confidence in Watson. The rest of us don't. And, you know, I feel like there's a locker room issue going on between Watson and the crew. Like, I mean, I think if we were to stick Winston in there, I mean, we might see something better going on, but I just don't know. I think we're looking at a situation where it's a ride or die. I mean, that's how I feel. But, you know, again, might as well just take the loss and get that NFL record.
Bob, appreciate you. Thank you very much there. 216-474-0092.
His name's not Bob.
Yeah, but
just lied to Mac.
It just, but if I said that guy in Cleveland, it just Bob sounds better. I also was going to work in a. If he asks how we're doing, not great, Bob. This is kind of my great hope. I think you got to sit in it, man. I think sometimes you have to sit there. If this was just Deshaun, if it wasn't the run game, if it wasn't the blocking, if it wasn't drop passes, I would be on board where everybody else is, even this early in the season. It's not. And I think it's time where I think there are a lot of people not doing their job that can be held accountable, thinking of Amari, thinking of, I mean, Elijah and his dad with the tweets, thinking of any of these offensive linemen, thinking of the center. Like, you can start to change the variables around them, honestly. Flip it to Ken Dorsey. I don't think that guy's going to save the thing. Those are all things I would consider before we talk about, do you bench Deshaun Watson? Or, sorry, before I really say, all right, it's time to bench him.
All right, let me ask you this way. If I have like $1 million stock, right, I put $1 million into this stock, and now this stock is worth about $400. It's gone way down.
We're
depreciated.
Penny stock it.
It's gone way down, right? It's $400. Am I ever thinking that stock's getting back to $1 million? Like, in your mind right now, are you ever thinking Deshaun is going to get back to the point where you're like, this contract was worth it? We have a quarterback for the next 2 years. We're awesome. Or has that ship completely sailed for you now at this point?
Hasn't completely sailed, but I can see the shoreline is getting farther and farther in the distance, and I can no longer see people. I just see like the general outline of shore. I can kind of see the lighthouse. Yeah, we're getting out to sea.
Because there's a reason you don't sell that $400 stock at that point, because you're like, listen, I spent so much money into this thing. I'm already broke. Might as well see this thing through, and maybe, just maybe, it resurges.
Daryl Ryder, next on 92.3 The Fan.